Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pro-life employers challenge New York law restricting faith-based hiring. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, recently the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously reinstated a legal challenge that was brought by several pro-life organizations against a New York law that undermines their First Amendment rights to employ people who are basically pro-life.
Yeah, the Federal Court of Appeals reversed a lower court decision in 2020, dismissing the case and sent it back down to the lower court with instructions to adjudicate the challenge under a more recent 2023 precedent that may give their First Amendment claims merit. The case is called Compass Care versus Hochul, which is that government, the governor there, Hochul. The case centers around a New York labor law, Section 203E, which remains in effect and prohibits employers from engaging in, quote, discrimination based upon an employee's or a dependent's reproductive health decision-making.
I mean, can you imagine a pro-life organization or a church even having to hire someone who is not pro-life?
So it's a law that says that an employer cannot take an employment action to hire, fire, or otherwise address an employee regarding their reproductive health decision-making.
Yeah, I mean, you had Compass Care, which is a pro-life pregnancy care center, the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, a nationwide association of pro-life pregnancy centers, and a church brought the case to protect their ability to employ only like-minded people who would not take part in abortion.
So if you have a pro-life crisis pregnancy center, or in this case, the First Bible Baptist Church, or some other religious or pro-life organization, they have an employee, and say they're running a crisis pregnancy center like some of these do, and that person now starts advocating for abortion, or they actually encourage abortion, or they actually participate in an abortion, and now that employer that's pro-life, that has a mission to protect the sanctity of human life, cannot take an employment action against that employee? That just makes no sense, because it says that you cannot engage in discrimination based on an employee's or a dependent's reproductive health decision-making.
Well, you know, that governor of New York is not exactly a pro-religious freedom, pro-life person.
I mean, this really cuts to the very heart of the First Amendment with regards to freedom of association, freedom of speech, and particularly with churches, with other kinds of protection like the ecclesiastical ministerial exception that allows religious-based organizations, Christian organizations or pro-life organizations, to hire or fire, to make employment decisions that are consistent with their doctrinal positions. It makes no sense if you're a pro-life crisis pregnancy center that you cannot terminate someone who is pro-abortion or who is making decisions or making statements that are contrary to your core message.
I mean, bring it home for a moment. Imagine, you know, having someone at Liberty Counsel, we defend the sanctity of human life, right? Having someone who is pro-abortion work here.
Well, take for example, have someone who answers the phone or is at the front desk or who is a counselor in these crisis pregnancy centers. And somebody calls up and these people say that they're considering an abortion and the person encourages them to have an abortion.
Right.
Either by phone, by in person, or some other way. Or they're out, for example, in protest with pro-Planned Parenthood, and they put that on your Facebook, and they put that on their Facebook and their friends, and you know that they work for your ministry. They're not consistent with your ministry.
Right.
I mean, this is pretty common sense. You know, even, for example, organizations like those that are at Epcot, for example, I use that as an example because you're all familiar with the various kinds of the German, the French, the Italian, the other kinds of ethnic kinds of nationality of the countries that are there. When you go there, all of the people that work there, like if you go to the Italian place, they're all people that have...
they can speak the language. They can speak the language. They know the culture.
They're born in that nation.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're familiar with being able to... You know, no one has a problem with that. You want to have a theme, you can hire people that were consistent with that theme.
Right.
They don't have the same even kind of First Amendment religious freedom protections as these crisis pregnancy centers and churches do. So for New York to have this crazy idea that it can actually force pro-abortion people into pro-life organizations is crazy. You remember before they tried to regulate these abortion facilities. And remember, California tried to force these abortion facilities, these crisis pregnancy facilities, that they tried to force them in California to actually promote abortion.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that law earlier, and it went to the Supreme Court. But we represented one of those pregnancy centers.
Yeah, and we won in the United States Supreme Court.
You're going to have to advertise abortion in like huge font and these big signs. And it's
yeah,
ridiculous.
California was crazy because if you're a licensed crisis pregnancy center that is providing sanctity of human life and you're opposed to abortion, you had to provide information about how these people that come into your facility or advertisements on billboards or your website could actually obtain a free or low-cost abortion. And you remember, they had to put it in
like
48.
Was it 48
font?
Yeah,
it was a crazy number, 48-point font. And it was a long statement.
Uh-huh.
So you imagine creating a brochure. Basically, you have your name of your ministry. And then you have pages and pages and pages of 48-point font with all this other referral to abortion facilities. And depending upon where you are in California, you had to do the same thing in multiple languages.
Needless to say, that didn't fly.
The fact that they even thought it could fly
is
crazy. But it's the same thing in New York. How can they even think that this is constitutional? This clearly cuts against Title VII. It cuts against the First Amendment particularly. So... unfortunately, in the case that started 5 years ago in 2020, the lower court dismissed it. And so now it's taken all the way up until just recently for the Court of Appeals to say no, unanimously reversing that dismissal and sending it back for further litigation. So the case is not over yet, but more new life has been breathed into the case, they say, to go back and review this in light of more recent precedent that has come down since the lower court's decision. So initially, the lower court in 2020 dismissed the claims, stating that the law undermined their faith-based rights to expressive association and employ only those who were aligned with their doctrinal statements and positions. However, this three-judge panel now has said it disagrees with that. Ruling in the case here that a similar case called Slattery versus Hochul, a similar case that was decided in 2023, also involving a pro-life pregnancy center, was decided by the Court of Appeals. And based upon that decision, that should actually breathe new life. So according to Slattery, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a pregnancy center may have a valid First Amendment claim if it can prove that a law forces the organization to employ individuals who act or who have acted against the very mission of its organization. The decision by the Court of Appeals instructs how the lower courts should scrutinize the issue and what standard these pro-life organizations must now meet to be successful in their expressive association claims.
You know, it's going to be encouraging to see what happens because these pro-life organizations are seeking an injunction to render the law unconstitutional by contending the law infringes on the First Amendment freedoms of expressive association. But I mean, the law is just unconstitutional just listening, you know, on this basis of saying you can't hire someone who's pro-life if you're a pro-life organization. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, all three judges in this case at the Court of Appeals made a statement. The one circuit judge on this case said that the lower court didn't have the benefit of the most recent decision. The others have said they've all met the criteria. So this makes sense. It makes no sense to force churches or pro-life organizations to hire people that frankly undermine your mission. I mean, that just is contrary to the core issues of the First Amendment. We're litigating cases like that, including the one involving Liberty University, as it relates to a religious employer and the LGBTQ agenda trying to be forced upon that institution. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.